Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早晨好。
So joyful to see everyone, in person.
亲自看见弟兄姐妹们，实在是非常喜乐。
Last time I saw everyone is pre-pandemic.
上一次我看见弟兄姐妹们还是在疫情之前。
We pray to the Lord that He would break through this pandemic.
我们向主祷告，愿我们能够冲破这个疫情。
The burden for this time is the recovery of the testimony of Jesus.
这一次我们的负担是主耶稣基督见证的恢复。
Before we continue, we still want to read a few portions of scriptures.
让我们开始之前还是读几处的经文。
First one is Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 15.
第一处是在尼希米记第六章十五节。
Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 15.
尼希米记六章十五节。
So the wall was completed on the 25th of the month Elul in 52 days.
以路月二十五日城墙修完了，共修了五十二天。
Chapter 7, verse 1.
第七章第一节。
Now, when the wall was rebuilt, and I had set up the doors, and the gatekeepers, the singers, and the Levites were appointed.
城墙修完，我安了门扇，守门的、歌唱的和利未人都已派定。
Chapter 8, verse 1.
第八章第一节。
And all the people gathered as one man at the square which was in front of the water gate. And they asked Ezra, the scribe, to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had given to Israel.
那时他们如同一人聚集在水门处的宽阔处，请文士以斯拉将耶和华借摩西传给以色列人的律法书带来。
Chapter 10, verse 32 to 34.
第十章第三十二到三十四节。
We also place ourselves under obligation to contribute yearly one third of a shekel for the service of the house of our God. Likewise, we cast lots for the supply of wood among the priests, the Levites, and the people, so that they might bring it to the house of our God, according to our fathers' households, at fixed times annually, to burn on the altar of the Lord our God, as it is written in the law.
我们又为自己订立，每年个人捐银舍客勒三分之一，为我们神的殿使用。我们的祭司、利未人和百姓都撤迁，看每年是哪一族按定期将奉献的财奉到耶和华神殿里，照着律法书所写的，烧在耶和华我们神的坛上。
Chapter 11, verse 1 and 2.
十一章一到二节。
Now the leaders of the people live in Jerusalem, but the rest of the people cast lots to bring one out of ten to live in Jerusalem, the holy city, while nine-tenths remain in the other cities. And the people bless all the men who volunteer to live in Jerusalem.
百姓的首领住在耶路撒冷，其余的百姓撤迁，每十个人中使一个人来住在圣城耶路撒冷，那九个人住在别的城邑。凡甘心乐意住在耶路撒冷的百姓都为他们祝福。
Chapter 12, verse 27.
第十二章二十七节。
Now, at the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought out the Levites from all their places to bring them to Jerusalem, so that they may celebrate the dedication with gladness, with hymns of thanksgiving, and with songs to accompaniment of the cymbals, harp, and lyres.
耶路撒冷城墙告成的时候，众民就把各处的利未人招到耶路撒冷，要称谢、歌唱、敲拔、鼓瑟、弹琴，欢欢喜喜地行告成之礼。
Finally, Malachi chapter 3, Verse 17.
最后我们要读马拉基书三章十七节。
Now I will read in Darby's translations.
我们弟兄所读的是达比弟兄的翻译。
And they shall be unto me a peculiar treasure, says Jehovah of hosts.
万军之耶和华说，在我所定的日子，他们要必属我，特特的归我。
Let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you.
父啊，我们感谢你。
There is a treasure exists in eternity in your heart.
在你的心中有一个永恒的宝贝。
We don't understand. We cannot comprehend that you intend to give this treasure to us as a gift.
我们实在是不能够明白你的心意是要把这个珍宝赐给我们这些人。
We pray this morning you open our eyes.
我们祷告今天早晨你开我们的眼睛。
To see your heart.
我们能够明白你的心。
To see your desire.
能够看见你的心意。
To place this treasure in our heart.
要把这个宝珍宝放在我们的心中。
May you open our eyes to see the value of this treasure.
愿你开我们的眼睛能看见这珍宝的价值。
So willing to empty this vessel for you to fill this vessel with that treasure.
让我们实在是能够甘心愿意地倒空我们自己，使这个宝贝能够充满我们这个器皿。
Nothing on this earth can cloud this treasure anymore.
愿在地上任何的事情都不能够遮蔽这个宝贝。
And the treasure will flow through our life on this earth.
愿这个宝贝在我们的生命充满全地。
It's your testimony on this earth.
是你在地上的见证。
Well, we pray that by your grace.
我们奉你的宝贵的恩典祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
We have been fellowshipping on the rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem this weekend.
在过去这个周末当中，我们交通到耶路撒冷城墙的重建。
When the people dwell together within a wall and separated from this world, we have a picture of the brethren dwelling together in unity.
当众人在城里边居住，与世界分别的时候，我们看见一个弟兄和睦同居的图画。
When there is unity, there is the testimony of Jesus.
当有合一的时候，就有主耶稣基督的见证。
The first six chapter of Nehemiah, we saw a completion of the rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem.
尼希米记的头六章，我们看见了耶路撒冷城墙恢复重建的完成。
It took only six chapters to finish the wall.
只用了六章就看见了这个城墙的恢复。
But Nehemiah did not dedicate the wall to God until chapter 12.
但是尼希米没有把这个城墙作为献礼献给神，直到第十二章的时候才开始。
Because Nehemiah knew there was much to be done beside the rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem.
因为尼希米知道，除了这建立重建耶路撒冷城墙之外，还有许多的工作要做。
Even rebuilding the wall was such a great work.
虽然建造这个城墙是一个伟大的工程。
Nehemiah was under pressure, assault, accusations.
他经历了许多的攻击打击。
There were even false prophets prophesying against Nehemiah during those times.
在这个时候甚至有假先知也起来攻击尼希米。
But the good hand of the Lord was upon Nehemiah.
但神恩典的手在他的身上。
And finally they completed the wall in only 52 days.
最后他们只用了52天就完成了城墙的重建。
But there was much to be done.
但是还有许多的工作要做。
We would think that dedication should be done right after when the wall was finished.
我们想这个城墙的这个告成之礼应该在建成之后马上就开始了。
But the strength of the testimony depends upon the life within the wall.
但是这个见证的生命的力度是因着是要在城墙里边生命的建造。
In fact, the life within the wall determines the strength of the testimony.
实际上在城墙里边的生命就决定了这个见证的能力。
If the life within the wall is weak, then the testimony will not stand.
如果在这个城墙里边生命是软弱的，这个见证就不会持久。
And this happened before.
这个实际上在之前已经发生过。
There was a wall there before.
因为在那之前曾经有一个墙。
But the life within the wall was weak.
但是在城墙里边的生命是软弱的。
There wasn't a testimony there.
在里边没有见证。
God would rather destroy the wall of Jerusalem if there wasn't a testimony within the wall.
如果在城墙里边没有见证的话，神情愿这个城墙被毁。
Unless the life within the wall was strengthened, then the testimony would not endure.
除非在城墙里边的生命加强了，这个见证就不会持久。
So after the war was completed, Nehemiah knew in his heart there's something else to be done.
所以这个城墙建成之后，在尼希米的心中知道还有更重要的工作要做。
He spent the rest of his time from chapter 7 to chapter 12 to strengthen the life within the wall.
所以他就花了下边的时间，从第七章一直到十二章，来建造城墙里边的生命。
This is what we're going to share this morning.
这是今天早晨我们要交通的。
How the life within the wall can be strengthened.
在城墙里边的生命怎样才能够得到加强
？We will learn from the Nehemiah and remnant and learn how they strengthened the life within the wall.
我们要从尼希米从这些渔民当中学习他们怎样在建造加强城墙里面的生命。
First, they restore the worship to the Lord.
首先他们恢复对着神的敬拜。
Nehemiah set up doorkeepers, singers, Levites, and guards.
他在那里边设了守门的、歌唱的和利未人。
These people work together.To restore the worship to the Lord.
这些人在一起一同同心的服事，来恢复对神的敬拜。
If the life was to be strengthened, worship must be restored.
如果里边的生命要加强，这个敬拜是必须的。
Secondly, they placed the word of the Lord at the very center of their life.
第二点，他们把神的话作为他们生命的最中心的地方。
When the people worship the Lord, naturally there will be a hunger in their heart for the word of the Lord.
当人们来敬拜神的时候，很自然的在他们心里边有对神话语的渴慕。
Thirdly, they made voluntary offerings to the Lord.
第三点，他们甘心乐意的向神奉献。
They made voluntary offering that.Went beyond what the Moses required.
他们甘心乐意的奉献是超过摩西律法所要求的。
Not only did they offer things to the Lord, but they also offer themselves as free will offerings to the Lord.
他们不仅奉献上财物，也把自己甘心乐意的献给神。
This is how they strengthen the life within the wall.
这就是他们怎样来加强。城墙里边的生命。
This is how we can strengthen the life within the wall.
这也是我们能够加强我们里边怎样加强里边的生命。
Let's look at the first point.
我们来看看第一
点。They restored the worship to the Lord.
他们恢复了对神的敬拜。
After the wall was rebuilt, Nehemiah appointed doorkeepers and singers and Levites.
当城墙建好之后，尼希米就派定守门的、歌唱的和利未人。
The wall was there.To separate them from this world.
这个墙在那儿使他们与世界隔绝。
But the wall had doors so that they could come in and go out.
但是城墙上有门，所以他们可以进进出出。
Together, the doors and the wall, they can live in this world, but not off this world.
借着城墙和城门，他们可以是在这个世界，但是却是不属于这个世界。
So that's the first thing Nehemiah did.
所以这是尼希米所做的第一件事情。
You and I may have other things in mind to do right after the door was set.
作为我们自己，我们可能会有其他的想法。城门安好之后，会做其他的事情。
But this was the first thing, the very first thing Nehemiah did is set up the doorkeepers, the singers, and Levites.
但是尼希米所做的第一件事情就是设立守门的歌唱的和利未人。
Before the sun went down, they closed the door.
在日落的时候，他们就关上门。
And they did not open the door until the sun was warm.
当太阳升起的时候，他们开耶路撒冷城门。
As long as the door were open, there were doorkeepers guarding the door.
当城门开的时候，总是有守门的在那看守城门。
After the sun went down and door were closed.
当太阳下来落山之后，城门关闭了。
Every household would appoint a guard to watch during the night the section of the wall in front of their house.
每一个家庭都设立一个看守的，要看守他们家所面对的那一块城墙。
We clearly see the responsibility of guarding the wall and the door belong to the whole household of Israel.
所以我们非常清楚地看见。看守城墙城门是属于以色列人所有的家庭的。
The line within the wall could only be strengthened when everyone was involved in guarding the wall and the doors.
要使城墙里边的生命得到建造，每一个人都必须有责任来看守城墙和城门。
Besides guarding the door, there was something even more important for doorkeepers to do.
除了这个看守城门这个责任之外，对于这些看守的还有更重要的一个服事。
There was stationed at the door for a purpose, so that no one would enter who was in any way unclean.
他们在那边守住自己的位置，所以没有不洁净的人可以进到里边。
Keeping the temple holy,
他们使神的圣殿圣洁
was essential for worship.
是敬拜非常重要的一个部分。
They were also in charge of the offerings people offered to God.
他们也在管理人在神面前所献的祭。
So the doorkeeper is an integral part of their worship.
所以这些守门的是在圣殿里边敬拜不可或缺的一个部分。
These doorkeepers, they came in to serve.On a seven-day period,
这些守门的，他们每一次进来服侍的时候，只有七天的时间。
Levi usually lived in the Levitical villages around Jerusalem.
这些利未人，他们通常是住在这些耶路撒冷旁边的利未村庄里。
But when they were on duty, they spent 7 days in Jerusalem.
但是当他们尽职的时候，他们要在耶路撒冷过七天的时间。
And they stay.In Jerusalem, they stay in the chamber of the temple.
在耶路撒冷的时候，他们就住在圣殿的殿里。
Now we understand the Psalm 84 verse 10.
那我们现在就知道诗篇八十四篇第十节所说的。
Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere.
在你的院里边住一日，胜过在别处住千日。
I would rather be a doorkeeper.In the house of my God, than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
宁可在我的神殿中看门，不愿意住在恶人的帐篷里。
The doorkeepers at the time was highly esteemed.
在那个时候，这个守门的，他们的职事是非常受人尊崇的。
Because they keep the temple holy.
因为他们使圣殿圣洁。
They keep the house of God holy.
要么使神的家圣洁。
They usher in the presence of the Lord.
他们带进神的同在。
Without the doorkeeper, there won't be worship.
如果没有这些守门的，就没有敬拜。
Brother and sister, who is the doorkeeper today for the house of God?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天作为神的家，谁是守门的呢？
We are all doorkeepers today.
我们今天都是守门的。
Because if any one of us is unclean, then the house of God can be unclean.
因为我们若是不圣洁，神的家就不圣洁。
Who can guard this?
谁来看守的？
It cannot be guarded by one person.
不是一个人的责任。
Unless every one of us has the spirit of doorkeeping.
除非我们每位弟兄姐妹们都有这个守门人的灵。
We have to keep ourselves clean.
我们需要使自己圣洁。
It's not just for me to be clean.
不仅仅是为着自己的
If I am not clean, I can potentially make the house of God unclean.
如果我自己不圣洁，我就有可能使神的家不圣洁。
And this, the house of God will not have the presence of the Lord if we do not keep ourselves clean.
如果我们不使保守自己的圣洁，神的家就没有神的同在。
This, we live in the world of divisions.
我们生活在一个分裂的世界当中。
Enemies trying every possible way to bring that division into the house of God.
仇敌尽着各样的能力要使神的家分裂。
Every one of us should be a doorkeeper.
每个弟兄姐妹们都要成为守门。
We need to keep the house of God clean.
我们需要保守神家的圣洁。
We need to keep the unity of the Spirit in the house of God.
我们需要保守圣灵合而为一的见证。
It was costly to have the unity of the Spirit.
是保守圣灵合一的见证是要付代价的。
Our Lord Jesus paid a very high price for the unity.
我们的主耶稣基督付上了极重的代价为了这个。
Nothing compared to the cost he paid.
我们没有办法和他所付上的代价相比。
If you have the spirit of doorkeeper, you do everything you can to preserve the unity of the spirit.
如果我们有一个守门人的灵，我们就要做尽一切的努力保守神家的合一。
God is calling all of us to be a doorkeeper.
神呼召我们每个人成为守门人。
If we all have the spirit of doorkeeping, we can keep the house of God clean.
如果我们都有一个守门人的灵，我们就是神的家，保守神的家。
We can keep the unity of the spirit.
我们就可以保守圣灵的合一。
After the doorkeepers, Nehemiah set up singers.
除了守门之外，尼希米还设立了这些歌唱的。
What are the singers for?
这些歌唱的是做什么呢？
Singers call our attention to the Lord.
这些歌唱的把我们的注意力转到神的里边。
Singers turn our attention upon Jesus.
他把我们的注意力转到主耶稣基督的身上。
David set up thousands of singers.
大卫的时间他设立了上千的歌唱。
They serve not only by day, they serve by night.
他们不仅在白天服侍，在夜间也照样服侍。
Even during the evening, there were singers singing the praises.
在甚至在夜间的时候，歌唱的仍然在唱赞美的诗歌。
It's called attention to all Israel to turn their eyes upon the Lord.
这就使所有的以色列人他们的目光、他们的注意力转回在神的身上。
The doorkeepers keep the place holy.
守门的使这个地方圣洁。
To usher in the presence of the Lord.
带进神的同在。
Singers call our attention to our Lord Jesus.
这些歌唱的把我们的注意力在聚焦在主耶稣基督的身上。
Lord is calling all of us to be a singer.
我们神也呼召我们每个人要成为歌唱的。
When we gather into the house of God.
当我们在神的家中聚集的时候。
We need to remind each other.
我们需要彼此提醒。
Turn our attention.Turn our eyes to the Lord.
让我们的注意力，让我们的目光聚集在主耶稣基督的身上。
If all of us had the spirit of a singers,
如果我们每个人都有这个歌唱者的灵
and Jesus Christ will always be first in everything.
主耶稣基督就在万事上，他能够居首位。
Without the doorkeepers, without the singers, there will be no worship.
如果没有守门的，没有歌唱的，就没有敬拜。
There will be no true worship.
没有真正的敬拜。
Only when the doorkeepers and singers did their job.
只有当这些守门的、歌唱的尽他们职责的时候。
And Levites and the priests can actually offer sacrifice to the Lord.
利未人和祭司才真正能够在主面前献祭。
Brother and sister, we need to see it's not just the priests, it's not just the Levites.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们应该看见不仅仅是祭司和利未人。
It takes doorkeepers, it takes the singers.
也需要守门的、歌唱的。
You and I are doorkeepers. You and I the singers.
你、我、我们弟兄姐妹们就是那守门的、歌唱的。
And we need to have that spirit of doorkeeping.
我们也需要有一个守门者的灵。
We need to have that spirit of singing.
我们需要有一个歌唱者的灵。
We need to together keep the house of God clean, holy.
我们需要一同使神的殿圣洁。
And we remind one another all the time.
我们需要彼此常常的提醒。
Jesus is the Lord.
主耶稣基督是主。
He is the King sitting on the throne.
他是坐在那位宝座上的君王。
He is the solution for everything.
他是所有问题的答案。
Let's turn our eye to Jesus.
让我们转眼仰望基督。
If we continue, we have many, many doorkeepers and singers.
如果我们有许多的守门的，许多的歌唱。
Then we will have a true worship.
我们就有一个真正的敬拜。
Brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
Nehemiah is a doorkeeper.
尼希米是一个守门的。
Nehemiah has that spirit of a doorkeeper.
他有一个守门者的灵。
Nehemiah has the spirit of a singers.
他也有一个歌唱者的灵。
And David is a doorkeeper.
大卫也是一个守门的。
David is a singer.
大卫也是一个歌唱。
They knew how important.The doorkeeping and singing was.
因为他们都知道守门的和歌唱的是何等的重要。
They knew in their heart how important the worship is.
他们也知道在他们心中敬拜是何等的重要。
Therefore, David would pay a high price to restore the worship.
因此大卫要付上极重的代价要恢复对神的敬拜。
I will not enter my house.Nor lie on my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes, slumber to my eyelids, until I find a place for the Lord.
他说：“我不进自己的帐幕，我不上自己的床榻，我不用我的自己的眼睛睡觉，我也不用我的眼睛打盹。”
Then we see the same spirit in Nehemiah.
我们也看见尼希米，他有同样的灵。
He and his servants spent the night within Jerusalem so that they might be guards by night.
他和他的仆人都在住宿在耶路撒冷，他们可以在那里边看守保护。
None of them remove their clothes during the evening.
甚至在夜间，他们都不脱衣服。
Because they are doorkeepers.
因为他们是守门的。
When David prepared the material for the building of the temple, he gave lavishly.
当大卫为神的殿预备材料的时候，他是何等慷慨的奉献。
He's doing it without counting the cost.
他的奉献从来没有计较这个代价。
When Nehemiah was appointed as the governor of Judah, he did not even take the salary.
当尼希米作为犹大省长的时候，他没有吃省长的俸禄。
Not only he did not take the salary, he provided a meal for 150 people every single day.
不仅他没有吃省长的俸禄，并且在每天他要供应150个犹太人在他的桌上吃饭。
They knew how important to restore the worship in the house of God.
因为他们知道恢复神家中的见证是何等的重要。
They knew God has chosen Zion for His habitation.
因为他们知道神已经拣选了锡安作为他的居所。
They knew God will abundantly provide all the blessing to God's people.
因为他们知道神会何等丰盛的祝福他的子民。
Therefore, Nehemiah restored the worship right after he finished the wall.
因此，尼希米他在建立城墙之后，马上就恢复了对神的敬拜。
Brothers and sisters, if we want to strengthen the life within the wall, we must restore that true worship.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，若是我们要加强城墙里边的生命，我们就必须恢复那个敬拜。
Nothing else is more important.
没有其他的事情更重要。
But we must have doorkeepers.
但是我们必须有守门的。
We must have singers.
我们必须有歌唱的。
And we cannot have only a few.
我们不能只有少数人。
A few doorkeepers cannot keep the house of God clean.
少数的守门的不能使神的家圣洁。
A few singers are not enough.
几个歌唱的也不足够。
You and I.Need to respond to this call.
我们每位弟兄姐妹们都应该回应这个呼召。
And to be a doorkeeper for God's house.
成为神家守门的。
To be a singer in God's house.
在神家成为歌唱的。
Every day we need to keep ourselves clean.
每天我们要保守自己的圣洁。
We need to keep our own household clean.
要使我们的家圣洁。
Then we can try to keep the house of God clean.
然后我们可以使神的家圣洁。
We keep the house of God clean by reminding one another, turn our eyes upon Jesus.
我们使神家的圣洁，我们要提醒每位弟兄姐妹们转眼仰望耶稣。
Only the Lord Jesus can remove any uncleanness from our heart.
只有主耶稣基督从才能从我们的心中除去那些不洁。
It's not something you and I can do ourselves.
是不是这不是我们自己能够做的
？But as we turn our eyes upon the Jesus,
但是当我们转眼仰望主耶稣的时候
，then the uncleanness in our heart will dissipate.
我们心中的不洁就会消除。
Nehemiah knew this.
尼希米知道这件事情。
He restored the worship as the first thing.
所以这第一件事情他要做的就是要恢复敬拜。
Now we look at the second thing.
那我们要看一下第二件事情。
They place the word of the Lord at the center of their life.
他们把神的话作为他们生命的中心。
In the seventh month, all the children Israel gathered together as one man and asked for Ezra the scribe.To read the book of law to them.
到了第七月，所有的以色列人，他们如同一人的一样聚集，请文士以斯拉给他们读摩西的律法。
Please know that this is not something commanded by Nehemiah or Ezra.
请弟兄姐妹们注意，这个件事情不是尼希米或者是以斯拉他们命令神。
This initiative comes strictly from the people themselves.
这乃是民众他们主动出发做的。
It was the people who asked Ezra.
是人要请以斯拉。
Read the book to us.
要请你读神的律法。
We want to hear it.
我们要听神的话。
Brothers and sisters, if we have the true worship, naturally we will have the true hunger for the word.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，如果我们有一个真实的敬拜，我们里边就对神的话有个真实的渴慕。
So they gathered together in that open space at the water gate.
所以他们就在水门前的宽阔处聚集。
Ezra read the book to them.
以斯拉就向他们读律法书。
What reverence they had for the word of God.
他们对神的话有何等的敬畏。
When Ezra opened the book, they all stood up.
当以斯拉打开律法书的时候，他们众人都站起来。
When Ezra praised the Lord, all the people lift their hands.
当以斯拉敬拜天上神的时候，众人举起手来。
Then they bow down and worship the Lord with their faces to the ground.
然后他们低头俯伏于地敬拜耶和华。
What reverence they had to the word of God.
他们对神的话有何等的敬畏
？They listen attentively.
他们非常
from morning until midday.
他们非常认真的从早晨一直到中午听神的话。
They were not only listening.
他们不仅听
，They also understood.
他们也能够明白
，They responded.
并且有反应。
When the people heard the word of God, they wept.
当人们众人听见神的话的时候，他们都哭泣。
They saw they had disobeyed and sinned against God.
他们看见了自己违背神、犯罪、得罪神。
So they repented before God.
所以在神面前悔改。
So much that Ezra and Nehemiah had to comfort them.
到了一个地步，尼希米和以斯拉必须要安慰众人。
Do not be grieved.
让他们不要忧愁。
For the joy of the Lord is your strength.
因为耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。
Brother and sister, the joy after repentance is the greatest joy in your heart.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们悔改之后所得到的喜乐是我们生命中最大的喜乐。
Is the strength of our life.
也是我们生命的力量。
We thank the Lord that once we have the true worship, when we read the word of God, there will be true light.
我们非常感谢神，当我们有真实的敬拜，我们真实读神的话的时候，就有真实的光。
There will be true repentance.
也有真实的生命和悔改。
There will be true joy.
也有真实的喜乐。
And on the next day, not just that day,They came back the next day.
不仅是那一天，第二天他们又重新回到神的面前。
They gather again before Ezra.
他们重新回到以斯拉的身边。
And then read more the words of the Lord.
他们读更多神的话。
they found the description of the Feast of Booths.
他们就发现在律法书里边所记载的祝棚节。
And it was in the seventh month.
应该是在第七月。
They read the book in the seventh month.
他们刚好是在第七月的时候读这个律法书。
So the entire assembly respond to the reading, so they celebrate the Feast of Booths right then.
所以整个的民众，整个的会众，他们就聚集来庆祝，来过祝棚节。
It was written in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 17.
在第八章第十七节。
The son of Israel had not celebrated the Feast of Booths from that days of Joshua to that day.
这里边说，从嫩的儿子约书亚直到这日，以色列人没有这样行祝棚节。
This does not mean that Israelites never celebrate the Feast of Booths since the days of Joshua.
这当然不是意味着说，从约书亚的年代开始，以色列人从来没有庆祝过祝棚节。
In fact, they celebrate the Feast of Booths in the time of Solomon and Ezra.
实际上，在所罗门的年间，在以斯拉的年间，他们也过过祝棚节。
But the celebration was always come from the leaders.
但是那个时候他们过祝棚节是由领袖带领。
And this time was different. It came from the people.
但这一次不一样，因为是民众自发起来的。
When they obeyed the command of the Lord, they were filled with the joy of the Lord.
当他们服从神的命令的时候，里边充满了神的喜乐。
Just as said by Nehemiah, they experienced themselves that the joy of the Lord was their strength.
就像尼希米所说的，他们经历了因耶和华所得的喜乐是他们的力量。
With that strength, they have a deeper understanding of their sins and transgressions like never before.
因着这个力量，他们在里边就对他们的罪和他们对神的不顺服有一个更深的理解。
On the 24th days of the same month,
在那个月的第二十四日，
they gathered together, fasting and wearing sackcloth and putting dust on their heads.
众人都聚集，他们身穿麻布，头蒙灰尘。
They stood and confessed their sin to God.
他们在神面前认罪。
They read the book of the Lord for a quarter of day.
他们四分之一，每天四分之一的时间来读神的话。
Then spend another quarter of day confessing their sins and transgressions.
又四分之一的时间认罪悔改。
Brothers and sisters, is this the way we read the word?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这是我们读神话的方法吗？
Do we spend a 15 minutes to read the word and spend the next 15 minutes confessing our sins and transgressions?
我们是不是花15分钟的时间读神的话，然后再花15分钟的时间？
If the word is the light to our feet,
因为如果这些话要成为我们脚前的灯，
How can we not repenting after reading the word?
我们读神话之后怎能不悔改？
Brothers and sisters, this is real.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这是真实的。
If we read the word under the light, we will repent.
如果我们在神的光中，话语光中来读到的话，我们会悔改的。
We have a high schooler in our midst.
在我们的聚会当中有一个高中的弟兄，高中生。
Who is a good kid?
他是一个好孩子。
But he's also fun-loving kid.
但是他也是一个喜爱放的一个人。
So he liked to kind of joke around a little bit.
对，他常常呢和大家开玩笑。
On the summer conference, during the night, we have to walk from the main meeting hall to the dormitory.
在我们的夏令会的时候，我们要从这个聚会厅走到宿舍。
Then his motherhas a very poor eyesight.
他的母亲的视力非常不好。
And could not walk back by herself.
他自己没有办法从这个聚会厅走回宿舍。
The mother asked her son to be the leader.
所以这母亲呢就请他的儿子来领路。
To lead her back to dormitory.
他把他领回到这个宿舍里边。
But this son is just like to have fun.
但是这个孩子他非常愿意高兴喜乐。
So he will pretend that he was tripped something.
所以他就假装他自己呢摔倒了。
And so he wanted to fall down himself.
对，自己倒在地上。
Of course, creates a lot of problem for his mother. His mother was worried about it.
但是他的母亲就非常的担忧，他母亲因为看不清楚。
Well, he was having fun all the way back.
所以他这一路上呢非常高兴喜乐。
His mother was full of fear.
他的母亲呢里面是确实充满了恐惧。
So his mother was very unhappy.
所以他里边很不高兴。
And she didn't know what to do.
但是他不知道该做什么。
Because she's a single parent.
他是一个单亲母亲。
And eventually, the Lord led her to read the word together with her son.
但是最后呢，是主带领他们母子一同来读神的话。
And they read Proverb.
他们一同读箴言。
And mother one verse and son one verse.
母亲读一句，儿子读一句。
No interpretation, just reading the word.
没有解释，就是在读神的话。
Then son said, "No, mom, just let me read it."
然后那个儿子说呢，妈妈就让我自己来读吧。
You just listen, I'll read it.
你就听，让我来读好了。
As he read the Proverb.
所以当他读箴言的时候
，Then he said.This is about me.
他说这是关于我的。
The proverb was saying me.
这个箴言救了我。
Then he cried.
然后他就哭泣。
Then he changed.
就改变了。
From that point on, this boy grew up quite a bit.
从那时候开始，这个孩子里边长大了。
He knew how to take care of his mother.
他也知道怎样来关心照顾他的母亲。
He found the light as he read the words.
当他读神的话的时候看见了光。
And that can accomplish no man can accomplish.
这个可以做人手所不能做的工作。
Brother and sister, none of the parents can turn the heart of their children.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，父母不能扭转儿女的心。
Especially teenager, high schooler.
特别是那些年轻人，高中生。
We need to trust the Lord.
我们需要相信神。
We need to trust the word of the Lord.
我们需要相信神的话。
The issue is not with the word of the Lord.
问题不在乎神的话。
The issue is whether we trust in the word of the Lord.
问题乃是我们是不是相信神的话。
When the mother was without any other means, he turned to the word of the Lord.
当这位母亲没有其他的办法，她转向神的话。
And the Lord, the Holy Spirit, began to work.
神圣灵就开始工作。
In the end,
到最后
they made a covenant with God.
他们与神立约。
They will keep the word.
他们要遵守神的话。
The life within the city to be strengthened, there must be hunger for God's word.
如果城里边的生命要得到加强，我们就必须对神的话有渴慕。
We must place the word of the Lord at the center of our life.
我们必须把神的话放在我们生命的最中心。
If we do not place the word in the center of our life.
如果我们不把神的话作为我们生命的中心，
the life within the city will not be strengthened.
城里边的生命就没有办法加强。
Brothers and sisters, this comes from the people.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这是弟兄姐妹们自发的。
This cannot come from Nehemiah.
这个不能从尼希米来出发。
Nehemiah could not make everybody hunger for the Lord.
尼希米没有办法使每个人的心向着主的话有渴慕。
But it came from the true worship.
但是这来自于真实的敬拜。
If we have that true worship among us,
如果在我们中间有那真实的敬拜，
that true worship would bring that real hunger to the word of the Lord.
真实的敬拜就是带领我带进我们对神话语那个真实的渴慕。
And the true worship will place the word of the Lord in the center of our life.
真实的敬拜也把神的话放在我们生命的最中心。
And then when we read the word, we see the light.
当我们那个时候读神话语的时候，我们就可以看见光。
Then we see the light, we repent before the Lord.
当我们看见光的时候，我们就可以在神面前悔改。
We probably cannot read more than 15 minutes without repenting before the Lord.
我们实在是没有办法能读15分钟的圣经，没有而不在神面前悔改。
If all of us are in this way, we place the word of the Lord this way in our life, the life within the wall will be strengthened.
如果我们每个人都把神的话这样的放在我们生命的中心，在墙里边的生命就要加强。
This is the second way, Nehemiah, strengthen the life within the wall.
这是尼希米他加强城里边生命的第二个方面。
Now let's come to the third thing he did.
我们要看一看他第三件所做的事情。
By the way, the third thing also came from the people.
我们另外需要加上一点，就是这第三件事情也是民弟兄姐妹们自发的。
Although we said Nehemiah did the three things, right?
我们说到是尼希米他做了这三件事情。
Actually, he only did one thing.
实际上他只做了一件事情。
And the second thing and third thing came from the people themselves.
第二件事情和第三件事情是民是群众自发的。
They made voluntary offerings to the Lord.
他们甘心乐意地向神奉献。
They made ordinance for themselves.
他们为自己设立定例。
That everyone would give a third of a shekel yearly to the house of the Lord.
他们每人每年捐银子一舍克勒的三分之一。
It's not a requirement in the law of Moses.
这个不是摩西律法所要求的。
The people made the ordinance for themselves.
乃是人自己为自己设立的定例。
They also made an ordinance for themselves that they would take turns bringing the house, the wood offering.
他们也为自己设立定例，他们按照日期把圣殿里面所需要的财奉献到圣殿。
Then you cannot find this anywhere in the law of Moses.
这个我们在摩西的律法里边也是找不到的。
Moses did not command them to give one third of shekel. Moses did not command them to bring wood offering.
摩西的律法没有命令以色列人要奉献一舍克勒三分之一，也没有奉献财。
It is true the temple required the use of woods for altars.
因为的确，这个圣殿里边需要这些木材来点燃祭坛。
The Lord never mentioned how the wood would be provided.
但是神从来没有提到这个财是怎样来收集的。
The people love God so much.
这些弟兄姐妹们，他们是何等的爱神。
They commanded themselves to make these two offerings.
他们为自己设立了定例，要做这甘心乐意的奉献。
They did it cheerfully.
并且呢，是欢欢喜喜的奉献。
They were cheerful givers.
他们是一个喜乐的乐捐者。
If the willingness is present, it is pleasing to the Lord.
如果有喜乐的心，就有满足神的心意。
They really have the love for the Lord now.
他们实在是对神有一个渴慕，有爱。
Our love for God and our love for His house will strengthen the life within the wall.
我们向着神的爱，向着神家的爱，就能使神殿里边的生命得到加强。
Not only did they offer shekels and wood,
不仅仅他们捐银捐木头，
but they also became a free will offering themselves,
并且他们把自己甘心乐意的献上。
At the time, very few of the Jewish remnant lived in Jerusalem.
在那个时代，这些犹大的渔民当中，很少有人住在耶路撒冷。
Most of them were scattered in surrounding villages and cities.
大多数的犹太人都住在耶路撒冷附近的乡镇。
Now, moving into Jerusalem was a hardship at the time.
在那个时候，搬到耶路撒冷里边住是一个非常艰难的事情。
Because Jerusalem was at the center of the conflicts.
因为耶路撒冷是那个征战的中心。
It was dangerous to live there.
住在耶路撒冷里边是很危险的。
It's better to live in the surrounding villages.
住在那些附近的乡镇是更好的。
It's much safer out there.
在那边更安全。
Most of the remnant live in the outside villages.
所以大多数的这些渔民他们都住在耶路撒冷以外的乡镇。
They were coming to the city for a visit.
他们只来到耶路撒冷来做法。
After a short visit, they returned to the villages outside of Jerusalem.
经过简短的访问之后，他们就回到了耶路撒冷外边的这些城镇。
Those who move into the city will lose a lot of friends.
所以搬到城里边住的人会失去很多的朋友。
Most of their friends live outside the cities.
因为大多数的朋友都住在城外。
Therefore, moving into the city of Jerusalem required to pay a price.
因此要搬到耶路撒冷里边来居住是需要付代价的。
It was much easier to be a visitor of Jerusalem than a dweller of Jerusalem.
作为在耶路撒冷来访问者要比住在耶路撒冷里边他们的生活更容易得多。
It was costly to move into Jerusalem.
搬到耶路撒冷里边是要付代价。
Brothers and sisters, living in Jerusalem is living at the heart of the testimony.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，住在耶路撒冷就是住在神见证的心意当中。
It's always costly to live at the heart of the testimony.
每一次我们要住进神的见证的中心都是要付代价。
But in order to strengthen the life within the wall,There must be have people living in Jerusalem.
但是如果要建造城里边的生命，就必须有人愿意住在耶路撒冷。
Therefore, the leaders set an example by settling themselves in Jerusalem.
因此，这些首领们他们做了很好的榜样，他们住在耶路撒冷。
Then the rest of the people cast lots to bring one out of ten, every ten of them, to live in Jerusalem.
其余的人就撤迁，有每十个人当中有一个人住在耶路撒冷。
Casting lot was the way for the people to know God's will in the Old Testament.
在旧约的时代，这个撤迁就是人们明白神心意的一个方法。
When Joshua divided the land to the sons of Israel, he cast lot for them.
当约书亚在以色列的子民当中分地的时候，他是用撤迁的方法。
Casting lot was to bring the matters before the Lord.
撤迁就是把这件事情带到神的面前。
When a lot fell to a person or a tribe.
当这个签落到一个人身上的时候
they accepted the outcome as the will of God.
他们就接受这个结果是好知道是从神来的。
Even when they came before the Lord for a casting, they already prepared to accept outcomes, whatever that might be.
就是他们来到这个撤迁之前，他们的心里边已经做好了准备。接受所有的结果。
So those people chosen to move in Jerusalem were blessed by the people because they accepted voluntarily.
所以搬到耶路撒冷这些甘心乐意住在里边的人，众人都为他们祝福。
Brothers and sisters, if you remember,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，如果我们记得
，You read Nehemiah chapter 11.
我们读尼希米记第十一章的时候
，Our Lord remember.Every single person who moved into Jerusalem.
主耶稣基督，我们的神在那里边记载每一个搬到耶路撒冷里边住的人。
The Lord taken note of each individual who offered himself in this way.
每一个他们就用这样的方法把自己奉献的人都在神面前得纪念。
The Lord marked them down by name and put them in the book.
神纪念他们的名字放在纪念册里。
The Lord kept a record of those who offer themselves as free will offerings.
这些甘心心乐意奉献自己的人在神那边有纪念。
He composed a book of remembrance for them.
神就在那边为他们设立了一个纪念册。
Now you see how the Lord was pleased with this few people.
所以我们看见神在这些少数人的身上他的心得到了何等的满足。
Because they went all the way with the Lord.
因为他们是一路跟随神的。
Some people choose to be a visitor.
有的人选择只是来耶路撒冷造访。
But these people chose to dwell in the city.
但是这些人他们愿意住在耶路撒冷里。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes it is much easier to be a visitor to the house of God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，有的时候可能我们来做访问者是更容易的。
We decide when we want to come.
我们决定什么时候来。
We decide when we want to leave.
我们决定什么时候走。
And we decide the frequency of our visit.
我们也决定我们来的频率。
But it is costly to be a dweller in the house of God.
但是住在神的家中是要付代价的。
And it is costly to move into the city.
搬到耶路撒冷里边是要付代价的。
God is calling those who are willing to pay a price to move into the city.
神正在呼召那些愿意付代价的人搬到城里。
To live in the heart of the testimony of Jesus.
要搬到神见证的心意当中。
Of course, today we don't cast lots.
当然今天我们不再撤迁。
But we can still know God's will from the Holy Spirit.
但是我们借着圣灵可以知道神的心意。
As the Holy Spirit leads us,
当圣灵带领我们的时候
let us move into the city,
让我们都搬到城里
within the wall,
在城墙之内
and be built up together,
让我们一同被建造
to be his testimony,
一同成为他的见证
Only after strengthening the life within the wall, Nehemiah dedicated the wall to the Lord.
只有当城墙里边的生命被强健建造之后，尼希米才才行告成之力。
They saw the Levites out of their places and brought them to Jerusalem for celebration.
所以他们把所有的这些利未人都带到耶路撒冷，一同来欢喜快乐。
On the day of dedication, they offer great sacrifices, rejoice because God had given them great joy.
在献告成之礼那一天，他们献大祭，欢呼快乐。
The women and children also rejoice.
连妇女和儿童也都一同快乐。
What a beautiful pictures when women and all the children rejoice together.
这是一个何等美丽的图画，这些妇女和儿童一同欢乐。
The sound of rejoicing in Jerusalem could be heard from far away.
甚至耶路撒冷中中这些快乐的声音可以听到远处。
What a glorious day in time of Nehemiah.
在尼希米那个时代，这是一个何等荣耀的日子。
We should yearn for such a day.
我们应该渴慕这样的日子。
The day that the sound of rejoicing in the house of the Lord can be heard far away.
那一天在神家中那个欢呼的快乐的声音可以听到远方。
It all began with restoring the worship.
都是从那个恢复敬拜开始。
It all begins when we have that true worship before the Lord.
都是从那我们在神面前有个真实敬拜开始。
It all begins when each of us become that doorkeeper, become that singer.
都是从那我们每一个人成为守门的成为歌唱的开始
May the Lord really move our heart
愿神真正感动我们的心
To start with ourselves
从我们自己开始
To be that doorkeeper
成为那个守门的
To be that singer
成为那个歌唱的
In our household remind each other Turn our eyes upon the Lord
在我们的家中让我们彼此提醒我们转眼仰望耶稣
Keep ourselves clean
使我们自己圣洁
For the sake of the glory of the Lord
为着神荣耀的关系
For the sake of the testimony of Jesus
为着神荣耀的见证
Brothers and sisters The rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem is a great work
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们重建耶路撒冷的城墙是一个伟大的工程
But it depends on every one of us respond to the call
但是它需要我们每个人答应这个呼召
It's not a workTo be done by a few individuals.
不是几个人个人能够做的。
It is for all the people.
是所有的人。
It's not a great thing for you and I to do.
是对我们自己来讲是一个很大的事情。
It's not.
不是一个大事。
We just need to be a singer.
我们只需要成为那个歌唱的。
We just need to be that doorkeeper.
我们需要成为那个守门的。
But if we, all of us,To become a doorkeeper and singers.
但是我们如果每个人都成为那个歌唱的守门的
The Lord will do a great thing amongst us.
神要在我们中间行大事。
We want to conclude this time now.
我们这个时候要做一个结语。
Remember that we said that Nehemiah was a contemporary with Prophet Malachi.
我们曾经提过尼西米和马拉基是同时代的人。
And Malachi actually knows this remnant live in the city.
马拉基他们他实在是他认识这些住在城里边这些渔民。
He even gave them a name.
他甚至给了他们的名字。
Malachi called these people live in Jerusalem a peculiar treasure.
因为马拉基告诉这些活在耶路撒冷城墙里边的人是特特归神的珍宝。
Is that treasure?
是那个珍宝。
The treasure used to be in the heart of God.
是那个神心中的宝贝。
But these people in Jerusalem,
但是这在这城耶路撒冷城墙中间的人
they went all the way with the Lord.
他们一路跟随主。
They become the empty vessels.
他们成为一个倒空的器皿。
That treasure is filled into them.
所以那个宝贝就在他们里边充满。
They became the testimony of Jesus.
他们就成为主耶稣基督的见证。
God's peculiar treasure on this earth.
是神在这个地上特特归给他的宝贝。
Why were they so precious in God's sight?
为什么他们在神的眼中是何等的宝贵呢？
They are precious because they were few.
他们之所以宝贵，因为他们人数稀少。
At the time of King Cyrus,A rather small group of people returned to Jerusalem.
在古列王的年间，其实是一小部分的人回归耶路撒冷。
Some of them returned to Babylon.
有的这些人中间还有人重新返回了巴比伦。
At the time of King Artaxerxes, even smaller number of people returned with Nehemiah.
在亚达薛西王的年间，更少的一部分人和尼希米一起回归。
Together, they were called the remnants.
这些人在一起被称为余民。
Here we find only a tenth part of the remnant were chosen to dwell in Jerusalem.
在这里边，我们看见这些渔民当中，只有十分之一的人选择被选择住在耶路撒冷。
They were chosen as a free will offering to the Lord.
他们之所以被选择，是因为他们甘心乐意的奉献。
This free will offering was not a tithe of things, but a tithe of the people.
这个甘心乐意的选择不是十分之一的财物，乃是十分之一的人。
A tithe of the remnants
是十分之一的渔民。
This number was so small, but the Lord said, "This is my peculiar treasure."
尽管这些人数稀少，但是主说他们是我特特归我的珍宝。
The Lord found His heart, this heart desire among this little company.
神知道他的心意在这个。渴慕他的人心中得到满足。
Zechariah used to say, "Who has despised the day of small things?"
像撒迦利亚曾经说过，谁能够藐视这小事的日子呢
the seven eyes of the Lord, which range throughout the earth, will be glad when they see the palm line in the hand of Zerubbabel."
神乃是有七眼的神，他的眼遍察全地，见所罗巴伯手拿线砣。他就心中欢喜。
The palm line in the hand of Zerubbabel was very small.
所罗巴伯手中的线砣是一个小的事情。
With the palm line in the hands of Zerubbabel, he will finish the wall. He will finish the house.
但是所罗巴伯手中只要拿着线砣，他就可以完成这个墙，完成这个殿。
Who can despise the peculiar treasure of the Lord?
谁可以藐视神特特归他的宝贝呢？
They were small in numbers.
他们是少数。
But however, in the hand of the Lord, God used them to usher in the first coming of Messiah.
但是在神的手中，神借着这些小数，他带进了主耶稣基督弥赛亚第一次的到来。
In the beginning of the gospel according to Luke, we saw this remnant there.
在路加福音一开头的时候，我们看见这些少数的人。
They were the descendants of the remnant.
他们是这些渔民的后代。
They were the descendants of this peculiar treasure.
他们就是这些特特归神宝贝的后代。
We found Anna, Simeon, Joseph, Mary,Zacharias and Elizabeth.
我们看见了亚拿，看见了西面，看见了玛利亚，看见了约瑟，看见了伊丽莎伯和撒迦利亚。
Only they were small.
这些人都是少数。
They prepare a way for Messiah to come.
但是他们预备了弥赛亚的到来。
How mistakenly we are when we measure things by their size and by their numbers.
当我们借着这个事情的 大小多少来衡量我们是何等的错误。
That's the way the world does it.
这是世界的方式。
The world measures things by numbers and by size.
世界借着事物的大小多少来衡量。
It's often been the case that the greatest thing of God has been very small.
但是在很多的时候，那些在神眼中的大事，在世人眼中是小的。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord is taking notes.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，神在注意。
He is putting it down.
他在记录。
And he is saying.
他说
The tithes of the remnant, the free will offering people, shall be my peculiar treasure.
他这十分之一的余民，这些愿意甘心乐意奉献的人，他们是特特归我的宝贝。
Those who go this way,
这些走这条路的人。
Those who pay this price,
这些愿意付代价的人。
Those who accept these consequences,
这些愿意接受那个后果的人。
Those who become a free will offering to the Lord,
这些愿意甘心乐意奉献给神的人。
Will be my peculiar treasure,
要成为神那特特归他的宝贝。
Brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
God has a treasure.In his heart,
在神的心中有一个宝贝。
He wants to give this treasure to us.
他愿意把这个宝贝给我们。
But God is looking for a vessel on this earth.
但是神在这个地上在寻找他的器皿。
Who is willing to go this way?
谁愿意和他走这条路
？To pay this price,
愿意付上代价
？To accept this consequence,
愿意接受那个后果
？To become a vessel with this treasure,
愿意成为这个宝贝的器皿。
And together, they were the peculiar treasure.
一起，他们就成为神心中那个特特归他的宝贝。
May we all desire to be His peculiar treasure in the last days.
愿在这个末后的时代，我们心中都渴慕成为神特特归他的宝贝。
May all of us look for such a glorious day.
愿我们都一同仰望那个荣耀的日子。
When our Lord finds His peculiar treasure,
当神找
on the earth,
当神在这个地上找到了那个特特归他的宝贝。
We are so thankful for the Lord.
我们非常感谢我们的主。
For such a sinner as us,
像我们这样的罪人。
He has such a glorious hope in his heart.
在他的心中有何等荣耀的盼望。
We can rest in this glorious hope.
我们可以在他的荣耀的盼望当中安息。
May the Lord bless all of us.
我们知道他要祝福每位弟兄姐妹。
Just like He blessed the remnants,
就像他祝福那些渔民一样。
And He found among us the peculiar treasure.
要在我们中间找到那个特特归他的宝贝。
Let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Father, we are so thankful this weekend.
天父，我们是何等的为着这个周末感谢你。
Because the purpose in your heart.Never change.
因为在你心中的旨意从来没有改变。
The love of Christ for us never change.
神向着主向着我们的爱从来没有改变。
The fact that you are sitting on the throne never change.
你坐在宝座上这个事实从来没有改变。
You rule and reign on this even today.
你在今天，即便在今天，你仍然做主掌权。
What has changed is us.
我改变的是我们。
But we want to confess before you.
主啊，我们愿意在你面前承认。
And to confess that we are stiff-necked people.
承认我们是硬着颈项的民。
But by the grace of God, we can turn to you.
但是借着你的恩典，我们可以回转向你。
Make all of us doorkeepers.
要把我们每个人做成你的守门的。
Keep the house of God clean.
使神的家能够圣洁。
Keep the house of God holy.
使神的家能够神圣。
May you make all of us a singer.
愿你使我们每个人成为歌唱的。
Turn our eyes upon the Lord Jesus.
让我们的眼光转向你。
Restore the true worship among your people.
在你的子民当中恢复那个真实的敬拜。
So you will gain that first place in everything.
让你在凡事上真实的居首位。
You are so gracious.
你是何等的恩典。
You are compassionate.
你是何等的怜悯
！You are slow to anger.
你不轻易发怒。
You are abounding in love.
你是何等的慈爱
！We are grateful for you.
我们要感谢赞美你。
We give our thanksgiving to you.
我们把一切的感谢来归给你。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。阿门。